Long after midnight, Samar came to visit me. She wore a blue robe. Her dark curly hair was pulled back in a loose ponytail. Her eyes held moonlight in them. She sat at the base of my trunk on her blanket. She didn't look at the carved word or the splinter of moon or the blue and green houses. She just sat quietly and waited. It always took a while, but it always happened. One by one, the babies ventured out to see her. Harold was first, flapping awkwardly down to the ground. The raccoon babies, you, you, and you, were next. Raccoon mothers are notoriously forgetful, so they don't bother with traditional names. The opossums, the skunks, they all came. Samar sat perfectly still. The babies circled her. Together they sat in the shimmer of moonlight and listened to my leaves rustle. Bongo settled on Samar's shoulder. Hello, she said in her crow version of Samar's voice. Hello, Samar said, echoing the echo. Bongo squawked and Samar jumped a bit. Even Bongo's quietest caw is a bit on the harsh side. Bongo flew up to my smallest hollow and poked her head inside, her tail feathers still visible. With something shiny in her beak, she returned to the ground in front of Samar. Gently, she placed a tiny silver key attached to a long, faded red ribbon in Samar's open hand. It's beautiful, Samar whispered. Thank you. Bongo bent forward, wings spread, in a sort of bow. It was, in crow circles, a sign of great affection. I'd seen that key before. Bongo had inherited it from her mother. Crows live in extended families, and they pass information across generations. It didn't surprise me that Bongo still had the key, or that she'd decided to give it to Samar. In the sweet calm, surrounded by everything I loved, moonlight, air, grass, animals, earth, people, I wondered, with a pang, how much longer I would be able to savor such moments. I wondered, too, if I'd done enough for the world. It was something I'd asked myself before, but impending death has a way of focusing your attention. Sure, I'd provided plenty of shade, made oceans of oxygen for people to breathe, been a home to an endless parade of animals and insects. I'd done my job. A tree is, after all, just a tree. Like I'd told Bongo, we grow as we must grow, as our seeds decided long ago. And yet, 216 rings, 864 seasons, and still something was missing. My life had been so safe. Upstairs, a curtain in the greenhouse moved. Behind it, Stephen was just visible watching us. I knew what he was thinking. One of the advantages of being a good listener is that you learn a great deal about how the world works. In Stephen's eyes, in the way he looked at Samar that afternoon, I saw something I'd seen many times before, a wish.